Good afternoon and welcome to 88.5 FM. Jim Nelson here, usually on in the nighttime, but I'm hijacking Andy's show for a little while so I can have a nice chat with Ra Ra Riot, who are in town from New York today, playing a show tonight. And over the next few minutes with Ra Ra Riot, we're going to talk about a bouncy castle. We're going to talk about the land of orange men. We're going to talk about a California color splash. And we'll talk about a backward tribute to a woman named Margaret. But first, let me say hello and introduce the people in the band. We'll start with the three original members that are here today. Matt on bass, Wes on vocals, and Becca on violin. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And Becca, of course, has the most colorful violin in the history of mankind with her today. And also, Kenny is back there on drums, the newest member of Ra Ra Riot. And playing the part of Milo today is Andrew on keyboard. So welcome to all of you from Ra Ra Riot. Before we get into some of the questions that I have, how about we start with a song from your brand new album? Ra Ra Riot's new album is called Super Bloom. It came out a couple of months ago. And how about we start with, what do you think, the song Flowers, a good way to start?
Perfect.
All right, on 88.5 FM.
Should have stayed.
88.5 FM. It's Jim Nelson sitting in for Andy at the moment, chatting with Ra Ra Riot. They just finished Flowers from their new album Super Bloom, and Ra Ra Riot in concert tonight. In fact, 88.5 FM presenting them at the Terragram Ballroom near downtown Los Angeles. And hello again, Ra Ra Riot. Matt, I'm going to start with you. I have a question for you. We're going to get into the new album in a minute, but first I want to go way back to the very beginnings of this band. You all formed when you were students at Syracuse University in New York, of course, the land of the Orangemen. Mm-hmm. And Matt, when you first started out, I know that you've said that there really wasn't any initial musical cohesion between the members of the band, and yet somehow you went from no initial musical cohesion to getting a slot on the CMJ Music Marathon within 6 months of forming, and that's not typically an easy thing to do, especially since you weren't in New York City or L.A., places where the music business happens to be. So how did you pull that off?
Yeah, well, I think it was kind of fortunate maybe that we didn't really know each other before we formed the band. So when we showed up at the first rehearsal, you know, there was no preconceived ideas that we had about how we were supposed to sound or what direction to even go in. So most of us really met the first rehearsal we ever had, which was kind of funny. Milo, our guitarist, he sort of assembled the band piece by piece with like friends of friends or acquaintances. So yeah, we all met at the first practice and we're kind of like, all right, well, we got a violin over here, we got this, you know, some keyboards over here, what are we going to do? And then we just sort of tackled it together. So yeah, I think that helped us form, I guess, some sort of unique identity early on. And yeah, we were just having a lot of fun. And I think that translated to the live shows early on, and people responded to that. And yeah, we were really lucky that first year. We got started to get a lot of attention and a lot of kindness from the blogosphere, if you remember that.
Can I jump in?
Yeah,
please do.
So we were at Syracuse, and I was a music business major, and we started rehearsing in my basement, and two of my roommates were actually, you know, music business majors as well. So we had a lot of eager people trying to help us from the very beginning. You know, we had all done internships over the summer and had, you know, some connections and people who really wanted to, you know, put their education to use. So I feel like that, you know, we kind of have to credit that a little bit for us, you know, even knowing to, you know, that CMJ was an option.
Yeah, and CMJ, that was a big deal. CMJ, of course, stands for College Music Journal, and it's like the Bible, so to speak, of the college music world. So, Becca, thanks for that, and Matt, thanks for the answer there. Wes,
yes.
I want to ask you about bouncy castles.
Okay.
Because, I mean, what else would one do except talk about bouncy castles?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago on your album, Need Your Light, you had a song called Bouncy Castle. And of course, the question that pops into my mind based on that is, if you'll sing a song about a bouncy castle, where is the line that separates what you will sing about versus what you won't sing about?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe there is none. I think like anything, if you can find an appropriate metaphor, you know, there's nothing really out of bounds, at least for being too silly. Because I think, you know, we like having a sense of humor when we make music. From the very beginning, we've always kind of liked that. There's been moments where we've taken ourselves with varying degrees of seriousness, but I think it's important to have a sense of humor. So yeah, I think there are moments when we were like, is this too crazy to have a song called Bouncy Castle? But really that song, if you listen to it, like there's nothing else that song could be titled, even if you change the lyrics. You know, it's a very bouncing song. And, you know, from the very second it started, when Matt showed me the bass line, just like out of nowhere, I was like, wow, this is pretty wild. It just kind of felt like we needed something over the top and sort of silly and fun to break it open, you know, and get to that next step. So there's a lot of maybe not so hidden or somewhat hidden meanings and stuff. But yeah, that was like really fun to explore that space of silliness.
It's a really fun song. Yeah. I'm glad that you didn't go, ooh, no, we can't sing about a bouncy castle. It's good when you have the boundaries wide open. We're speaking with Ra Ra Riot today, who are in concert tonight at the Terragram Ballroom, 88.5 FM, presenting Ra Ra Riot tonight. And they have a new album out called Super Bloom. And let's hear another song from that, guys. How about Belladonna?
You got it.
Laying side by side on my roof, that night when desire was all we knew. When the dawn began to break, you took my hand and we escaped. Tell me I was not the only one afraid to face the sun.
Listening to 88.5 FM live in the studio, Ra Ra Riot. and that was a song called Belladonna from their new album Super Bloom. We got Matt on bass, Wes on acoustic guitar and lead vocals. We got Andrew on piano. We got Kenny back there on drums and Becca on violin. Matt and Becca both singing and sounding fantastic, everyone. Thank you for being here today. I'm Jim Nelson. And Becca, mm-hmm. I can't see you around the corner there, but I can hear you. I have a more in-depth question, but real quick, I wanted to ask you, we should get to the bottom of this. Where is Milo today?
Funny story, Milo is at Yale. Milo's doing a graphic design master's, and he is studying at Yale.
Oh, awesome. So yeah. Got your degrees at Syracuse, and then he's now down at Yale with follow-up studies, sounds like. Oh, good. All right. Well, he's no doubt sorry that he's not here with everyone today, but we're glad that you are. Becca, staying with you, tell me a little bit about where the new album, Super Bloom, was created. I guess you did it in a few different places. And did the places where you made the album, both I think here on this coast and maybe on the East Coast, did they impact the music in any way?
So this album more than any other was created in so many more places. I can't remember. I think Matt, you counted, but it was recorded in a couple places in here in LA, in Seattle, in Frenchtown, New Jersey, in Brooklyn. And I absolutely think that the freedom to record in so many places, kind of showed up in the freedom of and the liberties that we took on the album itself.
And it was just nice not being, all holed up together in one place for like 6 weeks, hammering away on like 14 songs all at the same time. So I think every time we got together, it was a new place, a couple of weeks had passed. So it helped us approach each session and each song with like a new kind of energy, which is good. And it was totally new way of working for us.
Yeah, I think especially in the very beginning, we had this very traditional sense of what recording a record should be like. And then so to kind of open that up and end up, I recorded violin, I think, for two tracks just on my own in my home in Seattle. And just knowing that you have the ability to do that is freeing and also really fun, as opposed to this sense of you all have to get into a studio together, kind of banging your head against the wall for like a month or two at a time. So it was pretty enjoyable. I think I had the most fun recording this album.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wes, you worked with multiple producers on this record, mm-hmm. but one person that you went back to, you've worked with previously, was Rostam, former member of Vampire Weekend. Tell me a little bit about the band's relationship with Rostam, both personally and in a work sense.
Rostam and I have been friends for a long time. Before Raw Riot and Vampire Weekend started. Now, obviously, he's not a member, but I think we just kind of hit it off early on in knowing each other, had similar affinities for like R&B and stuff when we started, and vocal harmonies. That's really like what brought us together. We made a record that we started in like 2005 and didn't come out 4 years later, and we under the name Discovery. He's been a collaborator for us as a band too. I showed him Can You Tell, and he did the first like demo of that. He had a lot of insight from our very first record in that way, and we wrote a song together on our second record as well called Do You Remember? And then Water we did together. So he's been, he's been kind of one of the pillars of like the Rara Riot Foundation or whatever. I don't know if that makes sense.
No.
The opposite, maybe.
I didn't realize.
Part of the foundation the pillars stand on. Maybe that makes more sense.
I do. How do you build a building?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah, we're not architects. Milo's gone. So.
I did not realize you go back as far as you do, even pre-both bands. Awesome.
Yeah. Actually, Ezra introduced us like in college. So.
Gotcha.
So it's been great. and having him part of this record kind of gives it a little bit more like of a, you know, a thread that connects this with our last record, because he's kind of the only producer that is in both Super Bloom and I Need Your Light, and that kind of made it feel like, well, we have this kind of we have this part of Super Bloom figured out as he's part of it, so we can kind of jump off from there as opposed to, like, you know, regressing into something else that we've already done.
Gotcha. I'm Jim Nelson on 88.5 FM, and I'm taking part of Andy's show this afternoon while I chat with Ra Ra Riot. They're in town tonight, or in town today, for a show tonight at the Terragram Ballroom. In fact, 88.5 FM presenting them in concert tonight. And their new album, Super Bloom, is what we've been hearing songs from so far. Can we get one more out of y'all since you have your instruments on still?
Absolutely.
What do you want to play this time?
We're going to play Bad to Worse.
Excellent. Ra Ra Riot on 88.5 FM. That is really beautiful. Really, really nice stuff. All three songs you played today. That was called Bad to Worse. It's from the new album by Ra Ra Riot called Super Bloom. And when we started this conversation, I mentioned that we would be talking about a bouncy castle. We did that. I mentioned we'd be talking about the Land of Orange Men, and I brought that up. And I also mentioned that we would talk about a California color splash and a backward tribute to a woman named Margaret. Matt, let's talk about that California color splash real quick. I understand the name of the album, Super Bloom, sort of partly at least gets its name from an event that happened right here in Southern California. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, you know, the hardest part we always say about making an album is figuring out the theme and the title afterwards and trying to pull all the songs together into a cohesive group, which is always kind of a fun challenge. I think the Super Bloom, it was like happening around that time, and some of the themes we were thinking about in this album were of transformation and traveling and the desert and, sort of sudden transformations of spaces, both interior, exterior, all these kind of things. And the Super Bloom just kind of seemed like a handy kind of catch-all metaphor. And it had these nice, you know, colorful, fun, kind of psychedelic overtones too. Funnily enough, when we recorded the song Flowers, which, you know, we talked about doing that with Rostam down here in LA a couple of years ago, it was like right around the time that the Super Bloom was happening. And a couple of us tried to come down to the area and catch it to get the vibes as we were heading into the studio, but we missed it by about a week and the fields were completely barren and brown and dead. But the spirit, I think, is what was more important
than
the actual flowers. Yeah.
Yeah, a barren and brown and dead, that's sort of what we're used to. The color splash of the Super Bloom was something way out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. Rah Rah Riot, thank you so much for the live music. It sounded so good, really.
Thank you.
And I'm assuming that it's going to sound even better tonight on stage at the Terragram Ballroom, where 88.5 FM is presenting Rah Rah Riot in concert tonight. And I'm sure the members of the band are like, oh yeah, okay, I know what he's talking about. Bouncy Castle, Land of Orange Men, and California color splash, all that, and they're, but I guarantee they're all going, what is this backroom tribute to a woman named Margaret? So I mentioned that they're playing tonight at the Terragram Ballroom. This is the big deal here. Well, maybe not a big deal, but Margaret was the name of the late wife of the man who owns the Terragram Ballroom, and as a tribute to her, he flipped her name around backwards and called the venue the Terragram Ballroom. And there's your final piece of the puzzle.
There we go.
We're 88.5 FM. Thank you so much to Matt, to Wes, to Becca, to Kenny back there in the corner, and Andrew, who's playing the part of Milo today here in our 88.5 FM studios. Y'all sounded fantastic, and I really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much for making the trip out to Northridge today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Very, very happy to have you here. I'm Jim Nelson, 88.5 FM. We now return you to the Andy Chanley program, already in progress.